Welcome to If You Even Care. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. Unless this is the first one of these that you've ever watched, in which case you probably don't care. And I shouldn't assume that you care just because you clicked on this. I click on a lot of things, and then I click off of them just as quickly. Doesn't mean that I cared about them. It means I like the colors in the thumbnail. So for those of you who do care, thank you for caring. For those of you who don't, that is fine with me. Just don't play this shit out loud if you have one of those boyfriends who comes in the room and has a problem with everything that you're watching. You know the guys who walk in the room and they're just like, oh, why are you watching that? She's so annoying. Oh, what is this? This is stupid. Turn it off. Because I'm an empath and I can feel it when they do that. Yes, I can feel it. I know it's happening somewhere in the world at some point. If any one of these videos is over 100, you know, views on it, at some point that will happen. And someone's fuck-ass boyfriend's gonna walk in the room and be like, oh, she's so annoying. And I hate him. And you love him because he's like a good man, because he has other redeeming qualities. But let me tell you something. If there's anything that I have noticed in my time on this earth, people who do that don't like you the way that they're supposed to like you. They can love you, but someone can love you and not like you. Do you know what I'm saying? There are people out there who have a partner who, no matter what song they're playing, what show they're watching, YouTube video, podcast they're listening to, their partner's going to walk in the room and go, oh, this is stupid. Why do you like this? You listen to this? Oh, turn this off. I don't want this on when I'm in the room. And they're not as good of a person as you may think they are because you love them, or they may think they are. Unless you're listening to some real problematic shit or fucking AM radio, I don't know, a YouTube like red pill thing. What's the harm? It's a bigger thing. It is. Absolutely, under no circumstances may you play me in that environment. I don't need that shit. I got other stuff going on. Okay. In fact, let's check in right now. Let's check in with each other, which usually means that I'm going to talk to you about who I am because you don't really say much, but that's okay. I take your silence as you wanted me to have the floor. So I take the floor. I had a very lovely Valentine's Day. I got some thoughtful gifts, which are my favorite. I got cards, a homemade card from my sister, which is going to be on the fridge until the end of time. And that's some of my favorite shit in the world, is a homemade card. My mom used to tell me when I was growing up, even when we were adults, she would always ask like me and my siblings to make her a homemade card. And I'd always be like, oh, okay. That's her way of saying, if you're broke, it's cool. Just construction paper. I always thought that's what that was giving me an out. Like, if you can't afford to like take me out to eat or whatever, then, you know, throw some words on a piece of paper. And that'll suffice because I love you and I'm your mother. But the older I get, the more I'm like, I do want a homemade card from everyone in my life. It's kind of a lost art, or at least for me, it has been. And I need to get my arts and crafts up. I'm going to need to get some supplies because I should start making homemade cards. I think you have to get over the embarrassment of like when there's something that you did as a kid and you find yourself wanting to do it as an adult. There's like this whole hurdle you have to jump over of like, is that age appropriate? And am I going to scribble some fucking bullshit on a piece of paper and give it to my loved ones? Maybe. I don't know. But like I would like to think that I'd put more effort into it than I would when I was a kid because I couldn't draw for shit. You know, the only thing I could draw was like a cat. And it was like the way that you draw a cat where you like draw the legs like that and then the little foot. Does that make sense? Does that translate? Probably, especially not if you're listening to this and not watching. But like, that's all I could do. I had, you know, I used to draw stick figures. I never really got crazy with it. So as an adult, I can obviously do more, put more effort into it. And I think it's such a nice keepsake that I'm like, why now? Why am I only now just thinking to do this and stealing the idea from my sister who's been doing it for a lot longer than me? And I will steal some of her arts and crafts to do it. Yes. I will steal from my sister. I will steal her idea. And I will steal her designs. And I will make it my thing too. But I got some really sweet stuff. I hope that if you guys had a Valentine, that they gave you something thoughtful. Something that's like a nod to an inside joke or a memory between the two of you. Something that you passed in a store forever ago. You've completely forgotten about it, but they made note of it in that moment and got it for you. Your favorite snack, especially if it's something kind of weird. I got popcorn and Raisin Nuts, because that is the ultimate combination to me. Either way, whether you had a Valentine, whether you celebrated with a friend or by yourself, I just hope that like you had a good time. And if you did get a gift, that it felt personal or it's just what you wanted. Even if you just literally want one of those heart-shaped boxes of chocolates, those are good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a teddy bear. Nothing wrong with one of your favorite flowers. Not everyone's favorite flower is a rose. So if you got some roses and you don't like roses, speak up. Maybe not at the moment, but later on. Hey, by the way, my favorite flower is a chrysanthemum. Is that how you say that? Chrysanthemum? Chrysanthemum. I think it has mum in it. I remember a children's book I read as a child, not as an adult, but as a kid. I remember a children's book I was reading last week that had something to do with the chrysanthemum. Maybe it was one of those, like, the books with the mouse. Anyway, how long can I just keep trying to describe something vaguely for? Okay, yeah, it was a real book, and it's just called Chrysanthemum, and it had a little mouse on it. You can't see that, but still got it. Now, what else is going on? If you have seen a couple of these, you may know that I have been being tortured psychologically by my evil cartoon, Upstairs Neighbors, and they're still at it. They're still going strong and leaving trash all over the front of the fucking house on the porch. No one has ever given less of a fuck than these people. Nobody in history could care fucking less. They could not be less mindful that someone lives beneath them or of what is going on or the fact that I don't want to get fined for their trash. They scream at the top of their lungs at all times of day. They only speak in screams, as I've told you guys before. And I'm about to get fined because of them. And they're screaming as I'm filming this, and I hope that doesn't come through. But you know what? In general, on any block that I live on, no matter where I live, I can handle up to two or three kind of crazy characters, zany characters. You've got one on one end of the block. You try to dodge them, but sometimes you'll get stuck in a conversation that's a little weird and they give you too much information and they just hold you up for a long time. And then you go to the other end and they do the exact same thing. So there's no real avoiding it, but you've got like a little bit of a soft spot for them most of the time, unless they're the kind like my neighbors who are evil. So, but I've got a real soft spot for one of the characters on my block. He doesn't know this, but he goes by Birdman. When I first moved in here, it was February. There were so many birds on this block. I thought it was weird, but kind of funny. So many birds. Like, more birds than I've ever seen anywhere that I've ever lived in my entire life. I'm just in Pennsylvania. I know. You guys, someone's gonna live here, right? So I'm just taking one for the team. I live in Pennsylvania. We have birds here, but I've just never seen that amount in one place, unless it's like one of those things where you drive by and you see them all gathering and they all fly off together. But that's like happening right outside of my door, which is in a kind of busy area. So it was a little weird. But they're just birds, right? And then every time that I would get parking right in front of the house, the car would become covered in shit in a matter of minutes. And I'm not exaggerating even a little bit. There was one time that the car was washed, and then a half an hour later, it was covered in shit. So on a block like this, parking is rare. Often you have to go like a couple blocks down and park and you know, have a little bit of a walk. That was supposed to be prime parking right out front on the same block. And it's not. It was kind of weird at first because those spots were always open. Huh. Nobody wants to park right in front of their house? No. They had learned the hard way. Your car will be covered in shit. Covered. Like, I'm talking like you have to clean your windshield before you can start driving because the fluid's not going to do it. But that was happening every single time. So weird because my family lives literally 2 minutes away from me. And they don't have birds like that on their block. So we're always talking about it. Where are these birds coming from? Why here? What's going on? And then one day walking to the car, which now has to be parked two blocks away, I'm seeing bread everywhere, molded bread. The neighbor who, yes, he did have up an inflatable snowman. It was March at this point. But still, I don't think he deserved this. His lawn and his snowman are covered in molded bread. I don't like it either. Take that shit down, but to cover it in bread. Who's doing this? It's fucking everywhere. And then one day walking into the house, I see it on my porch. Who? Like, are the birds carrying it or is somebody throwing it? So, you know, we've got this guy on the block. Nice, you know, older man, probably 60s or 70s. And he just comes out. He's smoking usually, comes out, sits on his porch. And he's always got something to say, but you never quite know what it is. So I'm walking to the car and he's always saying something about Massachusetts. He always asks me, am I going up to Massachusetts? And I don't know where he got that from because it's not an inside joke between us. My license plate doesn't say Massachusetts. So he just always goes, oh, you going up? You going up to Massachusetts? Every time I walk into the car, no, I'm going to Giant. But I just go, yeah, you know, yep, going to Massachusetts. I'll be back soon. He goes, all right. And I don't know what that is, but we've been doing it for a long time now. So one day walking to the car, me and Jay, and you guys don't know Jay, he goes to a different school. We're walking past him and yeah, the car is covered in shit. We're not even parked directly in front of the house, down a little bit. It was the only parking spot open. Car's covered. He starts making small talk. Hey, how are you? Whatever. And then Jay gestures to the car and goes, oh, it's crazy, these birds, man. And the guy goes, oh, you know, well, they're birds. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah. No, yeah. And that's what we thought too. We were under the impression that they were just doing what comes naturally to them. So, don't know why you're getting all up in arms over some birds, man. But, okay, now you're Birdman. You're Birdman now. You want to defend these birds? So we got in the car and the whole day we're just like out running errands, making jokes about this guy and his connection to these birds. He's obviously running the birds. He's the ringleader. You know, all day joking about what if he's the person who's like feeding the birds and whatever. We pull up a couple hours later, just sitting and talking in the car. And I look over to his porch and he lives four houses down from me. It's a pretty wide space between us. He comes out with handfuls of white bread and starts throwing it everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I don't mean in front of his house. He throws it to the left, which is the snowman neighbor, another neighbor who probably doesn't deserve it, and then me. He's throwing white bread everywhere, and we watch as at least 50 fucking birds descend upon the sidewalk. He goes back inside and comes out with more bread. I'm no bird expert. In fact, I'm not even a bird fan. But one thing I do know is you're not supposed to give them bread. It fucks them up. So he's going around giving all these birds IBS, those birds don't know better, right? They don't know better than just birds. So they're just shitting everywhere. They're like, oh man, that shit he keeps giving us fucks my stomach up, but it's good. I don't know what that is, but it's good. It's definitely not found in nature, but he just keeps giving it out. And then they're going to the other birds. Hey, you got to try this shit. This guy's giving it out all times a day, bringing more birds, recruiting more birds who come and they're hanging out in the tree right in front of my fucking house, literally right in front of it. So I'm hearing birds all day, all day long. I work from home. I'm on the second story working in my office, which is also my bedroom office, and hearing birds. And it's not lovely like what you would put on YouTube, bird sounds and, you know, water, like a stream. And they sound like a sound effect. They don't, like, I know that what I'm hearing is a bird. I don't even know what they are. I don't know if it's like how stink bugs just dropped one day. We just dropped stink bugs and then all of a sudden we have these things. And then lantern bugs or lantern flies, whatever they're called, they dropped. That was fucking sick. Sick colorway and the nastiest things. And we're supposed to just go around and kill them. That became our duty, as if we just came up with them. We all agreed as a population to invent these bugs. And then they just got out of hand. Why do I have to kill them? But I do. When I see them, I do. And there's another character on the block who has told me many times that he runs it. You run the block then. Good for you. But yeah, he's fresh out of prison, but he's not afraid to go back. But he runs shit. And I'm worried about the day when he realizes that he doesn't. He DJs on his porch every Friday night. And that's kind of his thing. But he has no sway over the birds. When it comes to the birds, he's got no control there. Only one man does. Those birds know. Don't shit in front of his house. You don't shit in front of Birdman's house. They never do. The part of his sidewalk in front of his house, spotless. I'm not even fucking kidding. I don't know if he has a car. Never seen him going anywhere. He's just a porch man. Just on his porch. But I bet you if he does have a car here, not a drop on it. So this guy, 5'1", sheriff of the block, thinks he's running this shit. He's not. And I'm worried about what happens when he learns that. It won't be from me. But one day he's going to piece together what I found out. Where are the birds coming from? What draws them in? And then he's going to have to deal with that. And I've seen people go over to Birdman's house and give him a plate for no reason. He's got some respect on the street. This other guy, never seen anybody bring him a plate. So, in fact, I thought about bringing Birdman a plate. I think no matter where you live, you're going to have characters. Sometimes you get lucky and you just have people who just mind their own business. Luckier, and you have people who are nice and you can say hi. And maybe they don't push it. I know that there's a thing where people want to like know their neighbors. I think that would be nice. I think maybe it depends on where you are, where you live, and who's around you. Because I believe in being nice. Absolutely. I'm outside. I see somebody that I always see. I give them a wave. But I'm not trying to invite in too many odd encounters, because the more I know and the more alarming things you say, the harder it is for me to sleep at night, especially being here all day on most days. And as far as updates go, I'm definitely feeling something lately. I don't know what it is. There's like an itch that needs to be scratched, but I don't know where the itch is. There's something brewing, something happening, something wicked this way comes, but I do not know what. You know, when you just get in a place where like, I need something to change, or I need to do something. I need to meet a person or start a hobby or do something different with my day. But like, which one do you choose? And then sometimes you can get kind of like decision paralysis where I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed by the choices in front of me that I end up choosing none of them and doing nothing. And then I just feel this feeling of like discontent. And I know that it could be fixed, but what do I do to start that? I'm feeling that come on. I don't think I'm alone in this. Often to scratch that itch, I just change my hair. And then, you know, a couple months later, I feel it again because I didn't actually do something that was going to give like long-term effects. Like I didn't start a hobby that I'll have for the rest of my life or meet a new friend that I'm going to talk to regularly or whatever. Pick up a new habit. It's just something that I'm like, I gave myself highlights. I love highlights until I don't like highlights anymore. And then I go and I buy Color Silk dark brown and just cover it up. I don't even use a filler. I don't even use a color filler. I just slap that shit on. I always have and I always will. And I'll pay the price, which is breakage. But I'm a box dye girl through and through. Anytime I see anything involving hair, and I know this is not the case, I have one of my closest friends is a hairstylist, or no, hairdresser. That's the person who actually does your hair. Hairstylist just styles it. She's a hairdresser, and I could go to her. I could go to her and get my hair done properly. But when I feel something needs to be changed, I have to do it in that instant. When I'm like, I need to put bleach in my hair. I don't know where. I'll figure that out after I've already mixed it. I have to do it myself. My mom is like that. My mom, her and I were so bad at one point dyeing and changing our hair literally every single week. And there was a massive amount of breakage that happened. But like, you feel it. You're like, I could do this. The fuck? What do I want to do? I want to add blonde. Watch me bleach and tone. You get a bucket of the quick blue, the blue bleach powder, some gloves, you know, you go to Sally's and you ask the teenager who is working there, hey, what do you think about me bleaching all my hair off? And they go, well, I don't know if that's a good idea. And I go, okay, well, just ring it up. Like, that's fine. That's, you know, that's your opinion. Just go ahead and ring it up. Ring up the Wella T18. I am very familiar with her. That's my girl. Me, Wella T18, Color Silk, you know, a nice $4 box of Color Silk. I think now they're $8. So dealing with that. But like, I could do it. I could do it myself. No problem. And then I will have micro bangs and not by choice. Something has to change. Something has to give, but like, I don't know what. It's eating at me too. So stay tuned. And if I come back next week with highlights, and I might, just know the itch is scratched, but she'll be back. Let me tell you, today I am feeling the revenge of Cookie Puss. My brother made an excellent birthday cake choice in choosing a Cookie Puss, but I might have overindulged. I might have overdone it a little bit. Might have had Cookie Puss on the brain ever since. Missed him. Didn't know how much I missed him. Why is his name Cookie Puss? That is a ridiculous question. Why is your middle name Rose? You know, why is your middle name Marie? Why are we asking questions that even if we had the answer, wouldn't change anything? He's just Cookie Puss. And that is that on that. But that's a perfect ice cream cake. That or a Fudgy the Whale. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And I can't stop thinking about him. The Cookie Puss and the brownie batter donut from Dunkin' Donuts have me in a fucking chokehold right now. Real bad. I can't. Have you ever seen on TikTok when somebody is just eating something very normal, like a donut, like, and then everybody in the comments is like, have fun eating poison. Well, personally, I don't like lead. So I saw somebody made a video where she was taking Oreos and like soaking them in half and half. And then she said, put them in the freezer. And then I'm assuming it tastes like almost like an ice cream sandwich. Sounds amazing. But all of the fucking top comments were like, Oreos, I think I'd rather eat gunpowder. It's a fucking Oreo. I didn't know people had beef with Oreos like that. People can't have an Oreo here and there? You can't have an Oreo and some half and half? They're acting like she was going to eat the entire tray of Oreos that she was making. I would. 100%. I would. I'd take those Oreos down. But that doesn't mean that she's going to do it. That's so weird. All just like, you're going to kill yourself. Have fun dying young. It's like in leaving a comment like that, how do you not know that you are one of the most annoying kinds of people that exist? It's not, you're not like dropping a little fun fact. Hey, by the way, did you know that this protein powder was found to have lead in it? Just wanted you to know. Actually, the way I just worded that would be really annoying. Because even if that was 100% true, I Googled it and it was right. The way that that was worded, if that was typed out, I would be really annoyed. I'd be like, okay, thank you, but relax. Next time, word it a little bit differently. But the way people are reacting over someone eating frozen Oreos, you're so annoying. Even if you're right. Even if Oreos turned out 10 years down the line, they did some fucking Oreo research and they're like, yeah, this is one of the worst things that you could put inside of your body. And anyone that might have dipped these in some half and half and frozen them and eaten them probably cut their life down by 20 years. So even if that ended up being the truth, you're so annoying. That's such an annoying thing to do. Be in the comments just to give yourself some kind of like moral superiority. Like, yeah, I care about myself too much to indulge in something like that, but I'm going to do it. And the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm set on the fact that I will be making that and trying it. How do you not know that what you're typing in the moment when you're typing it, phone, computer, whatever, you know, speech to text, how do you not know that is the most annoying combination of words that you could have possibly come up with? And people liking a comment like that doesn't mean it's not annoying. That means that other annoying people found that comment. And they were like, yeah, that seems like something I would say. I'm going to give that a like. It's kind of like people who are so obviously on the wrong side of history. They hit the pillow at night and they just go to sleep. It doesn't keep them up at night. They're not staring at the ceiling going, you know, I'm a little bit too deep in this shit at this point to turn around. And everyone that I know and love would probably reject me if I did. But the textbooks will not speak highly of the side that I am picking at this time. They will not. Their own children are going to read about that or learn about that in history. And they're going to know their parents fucking sucked. Although there's still people waving around a Confederate flag. So who knows if, even if everyone else is against them, if they still will be like, oh, we weren't like the bad guys, though. Also, speaking of Duncan, which I wasn't just speaking about Duncan, but I was like a little bit before that. So I'm thinking about Duncan. I have been obsessed with those videos of people making what's obviously like a fake order for a fake person, but they're making those insane coffees. And there are people who do get coffees like that. Don't get me wrong. I know that for a fact. But the ones that are like 15 pumps of caramel, 10 pumps of liquid sugar, 10 things of Splenda, and then like double cold foam. And then by the time the large coffee cup is full, there's like this much coffee they're getting. I have to watch those every time they pop up because I just need to see the combination that's being created. I worked with a woman who used to get one of those coffees. And one time we drove to work together and we went through the drive-thru and I was telling her, like, I don't really like coffee. I never really like got a taste for it. And she was like, try the coffee that I get and then tell me if you still don't like it. I was like, okay, sure. And it had coconut in it, blueberry, maybe caramel. I don't remember, like flavoring, not like caramel sauce. It was a big, nearly pure white iced coffee. It was like the 50-50. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to explain it, but it's a lot of cream and sugar, basically. Drinking it, you feel like you're drinking sand because all the sugar is on the bottom. So that's the first thing you're going to get. And then pro tip, she's like, pull the straw back a little bit. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that it was like bad because I didn't like coffee. So to me, it didn't taste like I was drinking coffee. It tasted like I was drinking just one of the sweetest drinks I've ever had in my life, which wasn't bad. Like, it's gross because I know what's in it, but it didn't taste bad. I'll be honest with you. It didn't taste bad. It just wasn't coffee. If you like the taste of coffee even a little bit, this would not be for you. If you could even handle the smell of coffee, you would not be interested in this. This was an entirely new drink. It's like when people from Utah make a water, which means taking a thing of water and adding a bunch of flavors to it. At which point it's not really water anymore. It's a whole other thing. You've just created something brand new out of water. Some would say like Jesus did. But that's not, you know, this isn't coffee. It's so other. And now watching these videos, whenever they come up, I'm like, okay, this is what this looked like when we ordered that drink. And I did start getting coffee after that and ended up liking coffee, like the actual taste of it. I just needed to give it more of a chance. So I didn't order what she ordered. But there was a time when I was a 50-50, and there was a time when I was extra coconut or extra blueberry. And let me say this in defense of that coffee. We worked in the service industry. When you work in the service industry, sometimes you are just doing what you need to do to get through the day. And if the thing that gets you going in the morning is knowing that you were going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a liquid donut, that's what you got to do. And it is what it is. I had a manager who was addicted to Dr. Pepper. She would fill up a container, like one of those, like the one where you're supposed to drink it and that's all your water for the day with the lines on it for the different times. She drank one of those of Dr. Pepper. If she didn't have her Dr. Pepper, you were in trouble. Shit was gonna go awry. She would have a fucking attitude. Every single time you go in the kitchen to get something, she would make you take out three other tables, plates. It was bad, but like that was what she needed. That was what she needed to get through the day. Her Dr. Pepper. But I found an account that makes these drinks, and for every one that she's making, they're all pretty much the same. It's always like 15 liquid sugar, 10 caramel sauce, 5 white mocha, you know, and then like 2 things of Splenda. That's the funny part, is that it's always like all this pure sugar and then 1 packet of Splenda. And they're obviously fake, but she adds these details in the description for each video that's supposed to be about the person who's ordering it. And they're so weirdly specific that I'm like, is this really for a real person? Okay, here's a couple of the captions from the videos. 20 orders in 1 minute. People order too much swirl. They don't drink coffee anymore. Only swirl. This order was from a girl on her way to school. She asked me for this coffee with 23 grams of sugar, 4 Splenda, almond milk, and a French vanilla swirl for her boyfriend for Valentine's Day. Evolution. His name doesn't suit the drink. I don't think it will. Evolver. With 25 sugar in the coffee. Dunkin' crazy order for early in the morning. And it is crazy. It is bad. It's a lot of fucking mocha and caramel. Sue P ordered this drink early in the morning. 4 liquid sugar and 24 regular sugar. I don't know why she ordered 2 types of sugar together. Though that's just like a solid observation. This customer paid $10.48 for this coffee he ordered for his wife. He asked me for 24 sugar, mocha, and French vanilla swirl. He gave me $5. This man came at 5 a.m. for a decaf coffee for one of his cleaning workers. He paid a total of $9.48 for extra swirl and extra sugar, an energizing coffee for his worker. I don't know why these are so funny to me. This was a gentleman over 60 years old who asked me to make for an energy coffee to take to his wife so that she would have more energy. He asked for 27 sugar and cold brew, which is a coffee that rests for 18 hours. Just adding a fucking, like an actual fact at the end of that. And then if you could see it, in fact, I'm just going to put a video in. It's 4 butter pecan swirl, 5 mocha swirl, 27 sugars, 4 cream. These cannot be for real people, because even with the coffee orders that I've seen, they could be. I think a lot of them are fake. Like I think most of these pages are fake, but I can't look away. Large iced latte with 26 sugar, chocolate cold foam, 8 mocha, and milk. This girl loved her coffee. She said the chocolate cold foam was delicious. It's like, imagine just having like an interaction like that with somebody, like just making like small talk with them, and they're like, the chocolate cold foam was delicious. Okay. Right? Like just to write the caption out afterwards after you leave and like fucking roast you for the coffee that you just got. Here's one more. Matt R. This guy had been working in the snow for 18 hours straight and needed a little sugar in his coffee to wake up. So he ordered 34 sugars, but I only put 25 because he was awake for a long time. Oh, you can't make that call. Who were you to make that call? To cut him down by 9 sugars. So that's what's been up with me. Let me know what's been up with you. Make sure that you drop a comment down below. Let me know where you've been in the past 24 hours, who you've been with, first and last names, where you are as you're watching this video. You're going to want to hit the bell and turn on permissions for YouTube. That would be access to the camera roll, motion and fitness, and of course, your exact location. Precise location is important. And I took a Dramamine a little while ago, if you know what I mean, because I'm a car sick bitch, and I'm going to IKEA, which I'm very excited about. I love an IKEA. I know there's like a thing about, you know, people go to IKEA with like a significant other and then like you end up getting into a fight. No one could kill my vibe in an IKEA. I promise you that. No one. Erica Kirk could come down in a glittering blazer, like pink, at one of her concerts in the middle of an IKEA and could not kill my vibe. Could not if she fucking wanted to. Genuinely, you're going to fight with me in IKEA? You can go to the silverware portion. You can go hang out in like the kids' rooms. Go and take a minute, because I can't do that. I love an IKEA. I love an IKEA, and I love a giant grocery store. The local giant, I know by heart. I'm not even joking. I know every single aisle. I know where everything is. I love being in Giant. There was a time when I used to smoke weed, when I would smoke and then go to Giant and do a little bit of midnight grocery shopping. That is fun for me, to look at the new Chobani flavors, to look at all the ice creams, and take my time in a Giant. Now they're no longer open that late, but it was fun while it lasted. But I came to know that Giant. It's the only grocery store that I frequent, because I know what fucking aisle everything is on. It's my Giant. IKEA is not as close to me. It's not as accessible. But when I do get to go, it's a treat. And no one will take that treat away from me. Nobody. I like, you know, walking around, you hear people's conversations. Sometimes you pick up on a couple arguing. Couldn't be me. Because arguing with me in an IKEA is arguing with yourself. I'm just going to go take a lap. You do the same. We'll meet back up a little while later when I need you to help me lift things into the cart. Anyway, that is the end of the podcast. Goodbye.